Blog Talk Radio.
Through the maze of the madness, struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness, given this game with no time to practice. Born on the blacklist, told I'm below average, a life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me, alcohol that my pop swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bulge on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day.
Looking in the mirror, images of me getting much clearer, dear self. I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we out of control. Rap music in the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls of stone slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my rage became freedom. Right dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory. And well, the world waiting for me to yell, I have a dream.
I got a dream.
Next election. Yeah. Hey, it's all less press, baby.
Just rock with me now.
And I'm just running mate low, so Chase, you ain't no so. Yeah.
You got fashion and style. I'm loving your smile. And the way you get down.
Love that, baby. Rock with me now. Yeah.
I can't see no one else. It's you by yourself, yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Baby, no one else matters.
You're starting off as a kid,
yeah.
Never expect a man,
yeah.
Now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Addiction.
I'm gonna just a homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight to be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shawty, what you? I feel it survive, oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Bring your line and tell you want me eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I
met you, I fall and you make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah. But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
And then out I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, you a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
And it's only been a few months in this situation. Sure they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble with heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's crossing it, going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench or the coldest water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely. Cause you a vibe, you a vibe, shawty.
Something. I got what I wanted, didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Too far human, even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record. Auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip. Perfect, I took a seat on the ice cold on. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none, numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes, patient in the kitchen, cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit, been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Strip a booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya, you put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, and pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. If I like what I found in you, I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck
pay for the pain.
Be bold. Smell me. The Mexico.
Here we coming in, now let's go. No way we go. Go, 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 go.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold nights that made me cold. Do the stress increase my hunger? Tell a lie then make a promise. Fish like a man, nigga fish. Hit, nigga, this a fucking hit. Send a nigga a whole full clip. Dramatized by the whole trip. Boat load full of cocaine. Got some wolves riding in some hyenas. Told her 8K like this bitch a Nina. And I know I got a billionaire demeanor. Going out the dog, very young. Fuck you pussy, fuck a pussy. Put the pussy on a nigga's tongue till the pussy juice running down my lung. Ain't another better feeling like the feeling when a nigga make it out the slum. Taking all my rest and rest, I got my niggas rich, I'm at the tower, I belong.
How you doing tonight, King?
Oh, I'm feeling good today. Feeling good tonight. Thank you for riding shotgun.
Right.
Always appreciate you and your energy, you know what I mean? Word.
Oh, that's appreciate you too. Appreciate you too. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on. King, you got yours on?
Well, I've been having mine on all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got a new collection from the boss.
Yeah, I see you rocking it. I see you. It's dope, too. It's dope. Shout out and a thanks to someone who is not only a very, very good friend of mine, but he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio, and he is the CEO and creator of Raw Link. Yo, that's that beautiful jewelry that we are speaking about, Raw Link. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox. A.K.A. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over on Amazon and Facebook. What is it? Facebook B-Raw at Facebook.com time. And if you can't get them over there or over there, you can holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with lovely pieces of jewelry, which also include precious gemstones, precious metals, and wood. I'm trying to tell you, pretty dope
word
stuff. You holler at somebody and get you some raw links. You won't regret it. I promise you that.
So, that's right. Dang,
what's the show about tonight, gang?
Look, you either on the writer's block, or you pinning and winning, or you on a writer's block where you just can't, for the moment, put it down on paper. And you telling yourself, I'll see you later.
Okay. I hear you on that one.
That's why I like to be on the writer's block.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever dealt with writer's block because, honestly, I don't subscribe to it. I don't believe in it. I just believe that there are certain words that we don't want to say and certain things that we don't want to be heard. But my pen, I never put my pen down. I might pause for a little bit, you know what I mean, because life be life, and then I got things to do, you know. But
yeah,
best believe I'm getting back to my poetry and my writing. I'm never blocked, okay? To say that I am blocked that way is like saying I can't drink water anymore. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
What about you, King? You ever dealt with writer's block?
Nah. You know, I always look at myself as a navigator in the world. You know what I'm saying? And time don't ever sit still for me because I see everything out there. I feel like there's always something that you can write about. You know, so when you see it, you breathe on it. You know what I mean? And just spill it out. You know what I'm saying? Just write it out. Don't try to be too intricate or complex about it. Just let it come from the heart, mind, and soul. You know what I mean? And get your roll on.
I hear that. Okay. That's what's up. All right, well, I'm anxious to hear some poetry. So how are we going to do this tonight?
I'll roll into it. Then I'll always put you on the spot. Be like, nah, yeah.
Are you going to put me on the spot? All right.
You want me to roll?
Are we doing this? Did you say you was going first?
I touched the mic.
All right, but that's the spot. Let me get out the way. Hold on. Let me get out the way and fix this spotlight. All right, everybody, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece is titled Touchdown. Automatically move thoughts from the mental holding a pencil. Lay words on a page to engage. My lines are simple. Tap into something more greater than principles that's essential. Expressing while investing without pressing my temple. Activation point release power surging in levels. Break down barriers that block me, refusing to ever settle. More or less digest observation from my pupils. Knowing many students that do this, I'm still a pupil. Catch a vibe that high, reach out and piece words together. I heard a letter to the better, so I progress in weather. Whether or not I choose to lose, but use or muse, keep in mind, hold on the clues as the words begin to cruise. Waves of waves hit me on days I want to play. Heartbeats start to fade. Am I dying to create? Place prayers on my hand, held initiator. Creating lots of flavor well enough without a savior. Hoping that I don't lose my grip. That said, I wrote some shit. King never flip a trip into the zone's biggest Texas. King.
Damn. Tell them how you feel. Okay. That was nice. That was nice. That was real nice. All right, so I've been searching for my piece. I don't know what the hell I did with it, but I'm going to have to do something now because I just had it, but I don't know where it went. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just pull up this other piece for y'all until I can find the one that was meant for tonight.
All right, well, the stage is spotlight shot.
All right, thank you. This is called Duplicity. Her nature to run and hide has always forced her to present the mask through an act. And though she would never allow them to see her completely naked, what they believed was kept hidden was actually her truth being revealed as those masks. Her left side revealed the soul of her heartbeat, always bearing the weight of those broken words and promises unkept through lies spewing from contaminated hearts, carried away by weak minds and cavernous mouths, purposely destroyed what could have been the possibility of potential love. Her smile was always weightless, but now she's lost the ability to determine which is heavier. Sorrow's internal tears that pocket in the corners of her mouth, or the pressure of suffocating her once big enough to give love to cover galaxy heart from the ugliness of the world. If only she could organize heartbreak of her duplicity. And that's that piece.
Oh, I should. That was nice. I like that.
Thank you.
Peace. Well exhibited.
Thank you. Well, King,
hey,
I think we're going to have to go in on this ourselves, but what we need to do first is have a station ID, because we like 30 minutes into the first hour, and we got to pay some bills every half hour. So
all right.
I thought I'd give
it no
a,
doubt.
A station ID better fire. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I think I can find a couple more pieces.
I got you. I'm on deck.
All right, let me see. While I'm searching for mine, you know, I think you should look up in your archives, too, because I know you got some stuff up in there, man. You got an arsenal.
Yeah, I just pulled it up, you know what I mean? So I'm on deck with you. I got a piece right there. This is titled Receive and Release.
The mic is yours.
Allow my mental to rest on your physical, which is beautiful. May I kiss all that worry you and open brand new days. As I search deep inside what is asleep, waiting patiently, here's a sudden true exposure, captivating by a rush. Who carefully hold on to a must living beyond expectations? Distinguish what is awkward and bring fondness into tomorrow. Days come and go. We can grow new beginnings. Destroy horrible endings, knowing the pilot keeps a journal. Empty urns of truth produce unknown names that's written. Trials and exhibitions become different when revealed. Kill the seal of what you feel so that all can really see. There's a time and a place to be the version of you. Time waits on no one, but a clock doesn't determine. It's the heart, mind, and soul that unfolds what can happen. Navigation through the unknown factors that is willed. Happiness is what you face when life cycles are free, King.
Oh, yeah. Can I get that last stanza?
Happiness is what you face when life cycles are free.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. That was a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. I guess it's my turn. You got something.
Yes. The mic is yours.
All right. This is called Just One Song. Just as the phoenix rises through its ashes, if you feel that fire inside of you, do not put it out. Let it burn and go get what you're passionate about. We all do what we do for a cause where we push ourselves. But music can fuel and soothe that savage beast hunting, seeking, longing for inside. It creates a space within us to reflect. It moves you and grooves you and gives you the gift of a poetic vibe coursing through your veins from the sound of your soul. Love and life is being made when ears are hit with those good vibrations, stimulating nerves running all through your body. The influence of just one song, one melody, one note of a simple tune can change your pace and have your heart succumb to what you interpret as the most beautiful thing in the world for a lifetime. If you're in tune with it, you can feel beautiful, sophisticated, loved, and just unstoppable. Sometimes music can breathe life into those questions deep within the heart, like, is it my turn to really understand what you walk out of my life and not do a damn thing? Should music cease to exist, I'd roam among the lost, because music is the rhythm of my nature, the nature in my heart. And it is a part of everything natural in me. I said peace.
Oh, you going there tonight. Hat then.
Girl, I'm trying. Piece.
I like that.
Oh, man. Thank you.
All right. I got one. This is called Broadway.
Right,
yeah,
the mic is yours.
All right. Oh, that's good. Tap dance on anything, poetry recycled. Remodel the house that I built, don't do what I do. Took a lot of work, cleaned up, shifted my message. Communicator blinking missed calls and mixed messages. Thought that I knew what happened, classic tactics. Carry 60 minutes of time with no theatrics. Gave keys away for free to all them backstabbers. Minds over matter, who winning? No need for data. All clear through the frisbee. I'm the JW the third. It's 22-23. Put out that new book, it's the 23rd. Damn, I'm good with numbers. How do I do this shit in 6 years? I'm a god from another realm who don't need Earth's atmosphere. I'm a loner with a heartbeat, pulse rate, the respiration is good. Women love Lil Joe, I'm his lookalike, who cooks King.
Okay. All right, huh? That was good. All right, y'all caught me eating some pizza. Right.
So good.
It's not too bad. It's all right.
Yeah.
I like that piece, man. That's all right.
Yeah, thank you.
We're gonna go into it. All right. This is actually untitled. All right. Give me a tree I can succeed from. My whole backyard's being possessed by the sun. I've always been a shaman of energy healing. I'm an amalgamation of stardust and the essentials in life. I was broken to see peace emerge, and although war still rages inside of me, I have no shame. I kiss my heartbreak away every day and wrap what's left of my blessing in me. Yet I have no understanding of why some hurt is tattooed on the chambers of my existence. I carry love's burden, and it's called unconditionally given. It knows of no other way. I know of no other way. But I thirst for it. So no matter how far I ran, I could always hear my soul calling out for me to just come back home. So the day I realized how someone treats you is more important than how much you like them. That it wasn't them, I was hurting the beautiful soul that I am. But I'm not a hypocrite. So I stand in front of the mirror completely naked and unafraid to face the truth. I claimed ownership of my past and made peace with it. So when my soul bears its scars to you, understand that it's just evidence of a powerful testimony. And I promise if I open my world of love to you, you'll never feel any residue of what I've been through. You'll just reap the beautiful benefits of an amazing end result. But if you forfeit your spot in my life for something different you later to come realize ain't treating you like I do, well, then that's your loss. You could bet your life it ain't out of spite that I ain't coming for you if you do. Because I don't chase. I absolutely attract. Don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best always, because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. They just get in your way. So please do, by all means, stay over there where the shit is spread around. I'm still watering my lawn, and it needs no additives from me. But that probably went over your head when you went over that fence. That's that piece.
Oh, that sucks. That's all the way. That's what's up. We rocking. We rocking tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I'll try.
Get it in. You want to spit another round, or what you want to do? How you gonna do?
I think we need to throw maybe a song or two up in here first, and then we can, refresh.
I got one on deck.
That's what's up.
All this beautiful poetry you've been spitting out there, might as well.
All right.
Don't tell him, don't tell him. Belly full with it, 6, I got a missed call from your bitch. She been plotting on me for Gordon. She wanna suck my dick and afford it. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh. It's some Twitter pussy, I met her on the internet. On my late night thirsty, cause it was late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored on the fake name. Her nigga think she favorite, but she run the game. Yolo, so take me out these pull-ups, and we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why,
love it while grabbing the rhythm, you're here.
Don't tell them.
You know, I was in here bouncing, right? Oh, don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Yo, I always like that joint, though.
That's what's up. All right, well, ready for some more poetry. Y'all need to put your hands up. I see you listening. Shout out to my girl, Mrs. VIP. I know you dealing with something.
Yeah, no doubt. Much love and prayers to you, girl.
Yeah, put them hands up and come on and participate. We ain't going to hurt you. We want to hear you.
Yeah, we want to hear something.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, whose turn is it? My turn or your turn?
My turn. I'll go in. All right. This piece is titled My Pen Bleeds. It's the way I see the world from out my telepathic side. My pen bleed, the ink bleed, my thoughts from out my hard drive. What's archived is the motivation and inspiration dated tomorrow. Yesterday I couldn't follow, so today the path is narrow. Only me, myself, and I are moving behind each phase of me. Who do I be? What do I see? Another brother living free. Love the words I hope is heard and received in its own right. Of course, I recite what I write because my brain is a satellite. Signals don't get crossed. The data downloaded well. I'm from a house of L. I don't lose. I show and tell. J.W. III, my grandfather gave my dad something. Passed on to me. Now I'm a king. They didn't see me coming. King. Damn.
Yeah. You pull no punches, King. None. You always tell them exactly how it is. You know, and I like the way you are very, very straightforward with your words. You don't pull no punches, but you still, how do you manage, you know, as you and it's a couple of other poets that can just rhyme on cue. How do y'all do that? I don't know how you do it, man.
I don't know. And you know, the thing about it, I don't try to make everything rhyme. It just comes out the way it comes out. You know what I'm saying? And maybe because I used to rhyme back in the day, maybe. But I can write without rhyming, but, you know, a lot of times it just flow. I just let it go naturally, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why I don't have writer's block, because I just let it flow out. sometimes it might flow out without rhyming, and it's just a cadence and a flow to what you're expressing out. So,
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that, though. I like rhyming, though. I mean,
I can tell.
But
it flows
it's just
so
one of those things
I
going
on. See, my issue is I think too much. You know that saying, you study long, you study wrong? That's my issue. I do. I think too much. And then by the time I come up with something that rhymes with that last word in the line, I'm like, I don't even like that. I'll just go back and do something else, you know. But it seems like it just flows so effortlessly for you.
Back in the day, I used to be like that when I wrote with paper, pen and paper. I write everything on my phone. So it just really comes straight out of me. But when I used to write with pen and paper, I was my own worst enemy. So it's like you get kind of intricate and complex with the writing. Oh, nah, let me put this. So it even take me longer. And I used to snap out on people if they, like, interrupted me when I, like, yo, I'm trying to write this fucking rhyme, yo. You know what I'm saying? Give me a second. Yeah,
moody. I feel you on that.
I mean,
I feel you on that. You know what? I'm like that as well with my pieces. I will have a good flow going. Some days I can pen like 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 pieces in one day.
Yeah.
It's flowing like that for me. And then that damn phone will ring, and I'm like, calling me right now, you know, and it messes with me sometimes, and I'll be like, and then I see the name, and some people I will ignore. If it's my kids, I'm not ignoring it, but if it's somebody, you know, outside of my family, sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm going to tell them about this shit later, and, you know, they don't know. Yeah, people don't know, but it's like sometimes certain folks call. You know they don't want nothing. They don't want a damn thing. It's just messing up your rhythm and your flow for nothing. Hey, what you doing? I'm writing. What you writing about? I'll tell you when I'm finished writing it. Oh, you want me to call you back?
Yeah.
No, I'll call you back. How about that? Yeah. That's how it is. Yeah, it does. But I got another piece here. I was debating going back between two pieces, but I'll do this one.
Hey, the mic and stage is yours.
Yeah, this is called I Am She. I guess you wonder where I've been. She will be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Here to give, as always, love and light, so blessed be. Search to find a love within. My pen screams through tears of my life's experiences, and the ink from it echoes the love of life. Many stories are told, many stories to be told through us, from the togetherness so sweet once we share. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside. And the ink from it echoes the love of life. Yet many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for once again. My pen screams through tears of all of my life's experiences. So listen, the ink from it echoes. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. I cry for your pain. And people ask me, how can someone with so much pain inside love so hard and stay so positive? I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. Besides, God turns my scars into stars. I do my writing by the window, so I sit there a lot. Some pieces are fantasy, but most are true experiences, so I pretty much pull from my heart. And I listen to the distant noise of traffic. It's a happy distraction. Well, I'm in the day. I'm your love, you see.
to who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Sitting and listening to songs or a best-selling literature piece. Weeping at the reeds that plant the seeds that grow from my tears as I'm always in my field. Feeling the meaning in the stories and told tales of, ooh, child, that's my song, or somebody knows me because they're telling my story. I'm going to play this all night because ain't nobody here but me. I might just play it until revelry. Eat an early meal, you know, breakfast to break the fast or just continue to read. Ain't nobody here but me. I'm a poet, you know, or at least that's what some say is true. Because I sometimes like to shed a layer or a few and tell her story. I mean, her story of she, who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. The whole time asking the crowd, are you not entertained? I see you watching me. I came back to let you know. I'm not looking for fame, but you can still give me one mic in the spotlight. I'll perform and give you a little of my trailblaze to let you just a little close to me. There ain't nobody here but me. But please proceed with caution. Tread lightly. It's on a heartstring trail that is very frail. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. That's it.
Whew. Snaps and claps. Yeah. Yeah. Right there. I see. You know what I'm saying? Got it going on.
Thank you.
A beautiful piece, all right. Yeah, I'm trying to search through the archives to throw something in the window.
I hear you.
Because you be having that fly shit. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
How can I maneuver? I gotta come like a Jedi.
Oh shit.
I feel like Darth Vader didn't enter my chambers of commerce. Nah. Vader, leave. But you know what? I have something right here. I have something. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, is yours?
This should be good. I'm on your level. This might be short and to the point, sweet. All right, it's called Into the Moment. All I ever wanted to do was memorize your sweet memories, captivate your energy, and paint a picture of your thoughts. I have returned from where I was. Here I am now in the present. Scenery is sort of different, but my emotions are still the same. It's been a long time feeling this close to you. Who are you? Was you there? Can we resume on the atmosphere that allow us to breathe? Much higher is my conscious. Better focus is the view. Embrace the sound that we created as long as we stay in tune. Let's draw attention in this world without being overly happy. Our aura was created before sadness was found around. It's the joy, the encounter of encouragement that's in place. Once we are back face to face, close a gate from all that hate. King.
Oh, your ending lines are very, very profound. They just like, they encompass the whole piece when you give us that ending. That's why I always ask you, can I get that last line again?
And you know what it is? I'm going to tell you my secret, too, that I figured out a long time ago. I don't care whoever hear it. I write back.
Okay. You what?
Psychologically, I write backwards.
Okay.
So the first line, that last line is supposed to be the first line going up. You know what I'm saying? But the way I recite the poetry, it's the last line going up. So when I said all I ever wanted to do was memorize your sweet memories, from there, that was supposed to be towards the bottom line. So I just, I don't know why I write like that, but when I recite it, the other way. But when it's written, because I used to read my poetry from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody ever really caught that. Yeah, I don't think nobody ever really caught that. It probably sounded like it was a new piece. Look at me revealing my secrets and all that, but it's cool. Yeah, I don't think nobody ever really caught that.
It's all good. I'm taking notes.
Look,
I learned from everybody.
I've done that on Poetry Corner or here too. I've taken some stuff I had and just reversed it. You know what I mean? And it just sometimes sound like a new piece. But a lot of times I do got new pieces. But, you know, when I get one of them lazy songs, I'll be like, yo, I'll just fit this one in reverse. That's all.
Okay.
That's one of my cheat codes.
Okay. I'm going to study that a little bit. You know, I'm a student of everything and everybody. I listen to all of y'all. I may not absorb it as well, but eventually it comes back to me because, you know, everything the mind and everything the eyes see and the ears hear, it becomes part of the physical self of the mental being. So it's there.
Yeah.
I just can't always pull right from it, but it is there. I'm learning from everybody. Believe that. So,
yeah, that's a cheat code. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
The stage is yours.
Let me go back to my piece. All right. Fuck me off guard. I wasn't ready. Okay. This is untitled. I am ready for love. And wait a minute. Let me start off. Lost myself.
All right.
I am ready for love. All of the joy and the pain. And all the time that it takes just to stay in your good way. I'm ready for love, ready to build with the one who not only comes in peace, but is at peace within. Ready for the ultimate collaboration, that bond sealed with light from the highest consciousness where nothing can surpass, enter, or break it. Beautifully balanced, agreeing that together, when in the eye of the storm, they ain't always so bad. With mind, body, and spirit in sync, the happiest triad, where just the presence of our presence gives, loves, and supports without even trying. Energy generated so amazing between us, it leaves us flying. But not be so blinded to some bad days to come. Just know enough good ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love. Ready for the one to where the more that I trust him, stronger I feel within. And that I've kissed every last one of my healed scars, so he knows my love is from the stars. Ready for he who chooses heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my arms. Oh yeah, he knows. I'm here to heal and bring balance, to prioritize his peace of mind, but do no harm. And he can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered, because he's got this on the physical plane, while God and I handle his spiritual struggle. That means ain't nothing and no one getting in our way, because I'm in this for the long haul. So I want us to ride inside each other's love,
I always speaking with Canyon Hemp. I'm a child of the seas and the wind, but also where light begins. They say, watch what you ask for, as you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same thing. Ready for love. And that's that piece.
Sheesh. And you got the thing going on it. Boy. The new essence of La Perla Negra. Y'all better go out there and check yourself. Writer's block or writer's block? Nah. Hey, that was dope. I love that piece. Yeah,
thank you
did the thing with that. Well,
thank you. Let me do a station identifier. I'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is King and Queen's Quarters.
Yeah.
I am one half cold. I'm co-hosting here. Lord have mercy. The devil just came up in here. Y'all, I'm sorry. My son brought me a piece of cake that is dark chocolate on the bottom and vanilla on the top with a whipped cream icing. Oh, good Lord. Let me finish this giving this info to y'all. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Man, King, I you know what? We may not have a lot of participation, but I think we flowing pretty good with this poetry.
Hey,
you know,
giving shit out. This is an epiphany all day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Always and forever.
Okay. Oh, don't get me started on that song, okay? That's taking me back to red light dollar parties in the basement.
Yo, don't mind me. I was looking through my archive of music, and I found all these songs. I was like, that's the folder I was looking for. Oh, I got the joints for days.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What you got next for us, Kang?
I got a piece. This is called Colorful Heart.
The mic is yours.
Speak to your heart so I may enter your soul. Engulf all my emotions so I can play a vital role. Create a life between what is now and what will be. A world that is free without problems within a unity. Place a shield around our bond so that we remain strong. Walk through life arm in arm, therefore we always stay warm. Even to disagree and agree, communicate on our thoughts. Pray that we never get caught and find ourselves distraught. Set up a date night just to enjoy our special time. Allow ourselves to unwind so we don't walk around blind. Kiss each other's air so we share the love and care. Hold your emotions any place, any time, and anywhere. Massage your discomfort to keep your spirit high. Feel your body deep inside with the vibes I prescribe. Become your daily medicine so there won't be a them. Neither will there be a him who want my place if lights get dim. Take in consideration to bring things back from a diss track. Keep us solid as a rock because we can't afford cracks. Solidify and recognize our stand on any ground. You're the beauty I enjoy, to which is our here and now, King.
Yo, that's all about self-care, knowing who you are. I like that, John. Oh, I'm an advocate for self-care.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's my shit right there. Yeah.
Hey, you got to have self-care if nobody else can.
Got that right. Absolutely right about that. All right, I'm going to pull out one of my favorite pieces. And I know y'all have heard this probably 1,000 times, but you're going to hear it 1,001 tonight.
That's right. Let's go. We on Zoom.
All right. This is called Indigo Child. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the sun's in the east and the moon reflect like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you wanna go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm blessed by the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you love through black and blue, because that's all I ever knew from deep within to pull from and give to you. I indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stained my veins from the source, but from the source of which I was created. See, stars were drawn around my scars because I fell in love with me. Now I'm here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you, traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. But rest assured, I know my purpose. So I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit, just a little bit to touch it. Just to say they know me and were able to get in. The only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. And realizing you can't destroy love, it just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is run dry and can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain. You've caused them and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. Because love can't sit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I'm Indigo Child and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest true. My aura is golden and you've just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And that's that piece.
Oh, I always love that one. That's dope. That just got wings and takes off when I heard. But the singing shit is popular. I gotta say that to you when I be rocking that out. That's like your trademark now. You know what I mean?
Oh wow! Thank you.
Yeah, that's the fly. That's the fly. Word. Definitely.
Now I'll be smiling for the rest of the night.
We rocking the house. And like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's your thing. You got that down pat. Word. Keep that. You know what I mean?
Thank you. That's what's up. You know I'm a fan again, so it's all good. Thank you.
Hey, we all make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Absolutely.
I got another piece in it on deck. This right here. It's called Treasure's Best.
The mic is yours.
Outside the broken window, where I used to search and find fragments of space erased, holding sight of thoughts so blind. Memories so colorful that light bring a distinctive aura, illuminating in between the circular motions of its border. Now that my eyes awake from a resting place of haze, coming back is the image of a beautiful smiling face. The figure dressed in royal blue with heels upon her feet as she motioned close to me just about in arm's reach. Soft-spoken voice speaking a language from the past. Conversation become extreme because of the questions that I asked. Deep inside, she sighed when she exchanged words of choice. One thing we didn't avoid about how we live with joy. Words of elegance back and forth presented on lines with respect. We held each other's hands real tight and placed each other's chin on neck. Our glance upon one another would even make the moon blush after what we had discussed to understand and heart we trust. Although we're not an item, although our feelings are close and near, this is just one of my New York stories written from out the air. King.
Yo, I seen everything in there that you was doing. I seen all of that. Especially now, you know, I'm a big love bug. I'm in love with being in love. So anything about affection and togetherness, you know, closeness, all that just it resonates with me deep because that's just how I am, man. You know, I always tell people I come from love. I am love, you know.
Yeah,
and I really mean, like it a lot.
I appreciate
especially
that.
When you said. Yeah. When you said the your face and her your chin was it the chins and the neck or something like that, that was
yeah, so we held each other's hands real tight and placed each other's chin on neck.
That's what
so
I'm talking about.
The,
I just like,
the imagery, you know.
absolutely. I love that. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's my thing. Yeah. It's all about the love
Thank
for
you.
Me.
I feel you. You can go on these zones sometimes. But the mic is yours, though. It's on you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
All right. I got another piece that y'all probably done heard a thousand times, and I'm going to give it to you 1,001 more. Nice.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. This is called Dear Future King. Dear Future King. Though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I ask for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured I am your lady in waiting, anxious for the day that we'll meet, patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasancy through my body. These locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king, and it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the trees. I honor you. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear Future King, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down, this is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, a student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. And that's the key.
Nothing but dopeness in the air tonight. Let me tell you. The vibes are alive with no lies.
thank you.
We're getting this train. This train is This train been moving out the station, going station to station. That'll be,
that's what's up.
I have another one on deck.
All right. That's what's up. Mike is yours.
All right. All right. This piece is titled, Who Is He? From old ciphers, my knowledge of self is higher. My grip on life tighter. Elevation becoming brighter. Manifesting anything, anywhere when I appear. Some can't see the image of a man, only the glare. Science or religion, whichever grab attention. Addition or division, just listen and clear vision. True God traveling through galaxies, exploration. On earth is just vacation, stillness is meditation. Not much for shining, show and prove what I do. Leave breadcrumbs on social media, busting a few moves. The cat be out the bag, so cool but never frosty. Completion of a project, have my manager warm and fuzzy. So relaxed demeanor, given mixed vibes of nature. Once prepped the menu for life, now I'm the baker. Utilize my talent, the hidden skills I have. So many sleep on me that I keep a silent laugh. Statue of a Fool is a song I'm never sang. One thing I bring is many versions of a new king. King.
Yo.
Okay. Let me tell you something. The piece is awesome. That one line you used from that song, Statue of a Fool.
Yeah.
That was one of my my late husband's favorite songs. I'm trying to tell you, he used to play that song, and he couldn't sing. Let me tell you, I know that I'm not, but I just put myself out there as far as singing a couple of lines from a song. But that man could not... He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, okay? But that song right there, he used to sing that joint. He's like, build a statue and no, build it high. And he'd be singing that joint. Like,
yo, it's a vibe with that song, though. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a great meaning, but it's a vibe with that song, though. That's why I coined it. That's it. I ain't gonna never be nobody's statue of a fool. Shit, you never build one of me. You know what I'm saying? You won't R. Kelly me, surviving King Atterbury. It won't happen. Before you look, but look, you be in that courtroom before you even testify. You be talking about, can we take a break? They like, we ain't even hear you yet. This is too much. What's too much? We ain't hear nothing. Yeah, never have me on that shit.
That's what's up. Hey, before I get into my piece, can we get another song, King?
Yeah, let me throw one in it. Yeah.
Fresh like the kiss of morning dew. That's how it felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah, it's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl. Why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see when you.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Yeah, now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh baby, you were the one that made me real. Now that you're gone, tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel? Without you here
and
with
I
me,
if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Said I wonder,
and I wonder if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
tells me I've been wrong. Of the love I felt that you should have given, never thought you'd leave me on my own. But I see that it's over. If we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby. Can I wonder? Can I wonder if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby?
Yeah.
All right. You be pulling them jams out, though. That's for real. I'm, you know, music is a part of everything for me.
Yeah.
When I hear them,
that's right.
You pull out, you make me ready to purchase a mountain bike and just go ride. Buy some white low top kids, right, and some pom pom hoodies, right.
Hey, these joints are jamming, no man, word.
Look, you be taking me back. I'm ready to go get me some more door knocker earrings and put my hair up in a bun and just go riding.
Yeah, back then I had the Nino thing going. Had the hoops in the air, you know what I'm saying, in the air and joint. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I still remember my grandma talking about, that boy got his ear pierced? What?
Uh-oh.
I was like, Grams, this is the style. You know what I'm saying? I had the long braids and everything. She was like, That boy, that girl got that boy going crazy. That made him kiss his ear. And he got
cool. It is what it is, man. Yeah. Look, I remember when I got my sister actually did my first. Was it my first hole? No, my first hole I got done when I was about 12. My second hole, my sister did that for me, and that was some painful shit, man. It was like, them ice cubes did not work, okay?
Yo, I ain't going to shop. You know what I'm saying? This girl, this Dominican girl I was seeing, she did my joint. You know what I'm saying?
She
did the first one, did the second one.
With a needle.
With a needle.
Oh, man, that joint, mine hurt. She took kind of like a large needle and stuck it through mine, so the hole when it began to heal, it wouldn't like close up, because it was way back in the day. I was like still pretty young, and she used she burned the broomstick pieces and stuck it through my ear. My sister was a nurse, so she knew what she was doing. But man, that joint hurt. That ice cubes did not help.
No, like that's a Dominican chick, man. I think I was ninth grade. You know what I'm saying? She blazed.
Okay, yeah.
That's always one girl. Okay, that girl got shit going crazy.
You
I
did it for
what
the
girl. You
did it for the
style. I was with her. She was like, I think these hoops will look good on your joint. You know what I'm saying? Because I wore baggy clothes. You know what I'm saying? Little stylish joints back then. Cause we used to party all the time. We used to go down in Lower Manhattan and whatnot, and go like to the Palladium and shit like that, dancing and stuff like that. So that's what we used to do, me and her. That was our little date thing. So she was like, I think the hoop joint. See how dude got his joint. Rubber dude, see her. I think that looked nice to me. And she left my joint off, and you know what I'm saying, that's how we were. We used to be up in there rocking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was our date night. Friday night going up to the Palladium and shit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. All right. I dig it. All right. I got a short piece here. This is untitled.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever have. Redemption song. Redemption song. There's something magic within those of us with skin like night and gold. We possess the power to move mountains and heal from the magic that we hold. And we listen to the universe because it reveals our secrets of old. And though we are revered by many, it is also why we are feared and hated by more. So I know why the caged bird speaks. See, it had a song all its own that was beautiful and tender, and it brought peace. Held in its heart, but shut down and taken by the chains of tainted stains of the world, never to be released. Snatched from its breast by the unclean hands of ugly spirits that knew of its power and wanted to keep it hidden far away from the light. So it could only taste the sour side of life. I was the caged bird that was hidden, wings stripped and feathers plucked, all from being diseased by so much. I was hiding from the beast, thought I'd never find my song again. But I did when I understood that submission is my decision through all that fear and disbelief. So I not only sing again, I am the caged bird that speaks through poetry. Redemption song. Redemption song. That's that piece.
Oh, that sucks. Lord. We in the building.
You.
We in the building. King and Queen's Quarters. Come on, y'all. Y'all call in. Don't just be listening online. Call in. Let us see something. Let's feel something.
Yes. You know what, King? That was an assignment. That was a prompt given to us on the Get Down one night. And the prompt was, why does the caged bird speak? I think it is. that piece was pretty, that was a pretty cool piece. Yeah. Be glad when it gets down, get back up in here. And I know it'll be turned.
No doubt.
No, it will be turned. Yes, yes. Sending prayers and love out to J Rob always.
Jay.
We still here, baby. We still love you. Just waiting on you.
What up? You know you're here in spirit, you know what I mean? It's like this VIP,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Your spirit is always with us. So we carry on the torch with everything. Word. But I got to join out the stairs, you know what I mean?
All right. Mike is yours.
This one is called Classy. Want to know where I'm at? Check your phone for location. The GPS isn't wrong. I'm at your door knocking, waiting. If it wasn't on silent, you would have saw what I sent. Also, the message with a hint is the king's evidence. Put all feelings aside. Now let's ride to where we're going. There's a place nearby that's exploding and growing. Catch a nice good seat to eat, relax and chill. Converse on how we feel about each other and reveal choices that we made to date around our time. I'm sure about mine. How do you feel without your mind? Atmosphere's good with great sounds of jazz. It's all for the love that I pass to you and ask. Question of the night, let it melt inside your heart. The graph that's on my chart is full of exclamation marks. Meaning is very important. We spoke on this before when we first met each other at the supermarket store, King.
There goes another piece. There goes another piece. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I like that. It's just the way you end your pieces, man. Hey, you ever think about taking all the ending lines or most of your ending lines and just creating a piece from that?
I don't know, but I'm probably gonna do that though. That sounds like some cool shit right there. Word.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty dope. I really do.
Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta see if I can find another piece. Let me see. Lord.
Hey, you know what's coming next week, right?
Uh-oh, what's coming?
You know it's like the resurgence of the boogeyman. You know what I mean? The super blue moon. August 30th.
That's all right. Guess what? I made friends with the monsters under my bed, so I ain't worried about no boogeyman. I'm good.
I'm not worried about the moon. I'm happy for it because that moon gives me energy. Actually, the moon is really playing peekaboo. You know what I mean? It's right outside Earth's orbit right now. It's just waiting for Wednesday so it can just come on through this Wednesday. Because I feel like it's always a week. When it's a supermoon, it's a week before, you know what I'm saying, the actual date and time. You know what I mean? When it's the regular full moon, that's just 3 days before and 3 days after. I feel like with the supermoon, it's 7 days. It's a week. I don't really feel that energy out there. Like, I know that moon is, the energy is there already, playing peekaboo. It's a blue moon.
I pick up on it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying it's a blue moon, too. So these people are going to be all highly emotional and all that other business.
And I pick up on it. Yeah. I've been feeling, you know what, I feel it a good while before it actually shows itself. So I can feel the shift in the energy. You know, I stay in pretty much, I keep myself pretty much grounded, but I can still feel it. And I can see how it starts affecting people. So you're right, because a lot of people do get in their emotions, and some people just act a fucking fool, you know, just because they can, or they believe that they can, you know. Without any regard for their person or just people around them. So I can feel it. I can absolutely feel it.
So it's going to be here. But, you know, my thing is, do you. I mean, I ain't worried about it. I'm just, now that I got my new collection from the CEO, I'm goofy in these streets. I told him, I said, Monday, I'm going to be out here flossing. I had all my joints on, flossing out there. It was like, well,
I know
nice.
That's
I right. Say, damn right it's nice. Like, shit is fly, ain't it? Talking that
that's
shit.
Yeah. That's all right. You can do that. You can absolutely do that. All right. I found another piece.
Okay.
This is kind of old, though. This is called Light in the Dark.
I like yours.
Thank you. So y'all want to know what the cost of my freedom was? You know, I came to realize that I don't have to move like that because my authentic fly is within myself. My swag is my swag because I learned to hold my head up and go back around the world, fearlessly retrieving all the pieces of my heart that I thought was lost each time it was shattered. I'm a wounded healer, and you better believe I'm a beast at working through my pain now. My resiliency comes from many betrayals and friendships, but this heart of mine doesn't have nine lives, and it damn sure ain't invincible, so I don't pick at scars after I'm healed. Got enough blemishes. I don't open old wounds because I don't give samples of myself. And pain from heartbreak, bad memory is not that kind of pain I draw pleasure from. My eyes are open, and I do not wish them to roam among the ruins of what once was. or I keep my head towards the sky because it's easier for the guiding light to enter my heart. I smile because that part of healthiness is effortless and it suits me. I'm teachable. So I live within learning and understanding because simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world. But just because I've perfected repairing broken things, that doesn't mean that you get to look me in the eyes and lie at your convenience. See, in this circus of life, it gets so hard to balance on a high wire between emotion and logic. But with my pen and one mic, I do have a safety net. The course set for my flow of ink is constructed by the Most High, of course. So it's the fact that my way of life is offensive, simply because I don't stay down and I keep healing after damage is done. And just like vintage water and fire, exit stage left. But baby, only those who've known darkness can truly appreciate the light. And I've made hell my home before. Hey, and you know, that's that piece.
Oh, that's what's up. I always like the way you flow with your pieces. You know what I mean? It just be like velvet. You know what I mean? Just smooth, just laid out like a carpet. Like it's the red carpet. You know what I mean? So that's the dopeness right there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should always feel like they on a red carpet. You know?
Okay, that's tough. I'm going to think of that.
Oh, right there, red carpet.
thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey,
Kang. Yeah.
You want to try and give the rundown for the week for Epiphany, or you want me to try it?
Yeah, you can run in that window. I'll be there to screw up.
It's all good. Like I always tell people, I may not be as eloquent as our station manager, but I'll give it a try. And, you know, if I stumble over my words, y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, I'm going to start with, let's start with Wednesday nights, because that's my show. And soon I'm going to have my diva back with me. So Wednesday night is called Divas Talk, and I have gathered a panel of guest divas to co-host with me and have our discussions. Now, I haven't come up with a topic yet, but you know, I'm going to give it to y'all, and that is every Wednesday night at 9 here at Epiphany. Every Thursday night, we have to get down, and they've been on a little hiatus right now because, you know, life be life and things be happening, but they'll be back. They will be back, and it is hosted by J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic. Okay, so every Friday night, all right, so we got two shows that happen on Friday night. First, we got Renaissance Poetry, hosted by the Renaissance poet Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. And they just tell you, bring your best shit, okay? That show starts at 10, okay? Our normal hours are at 9, but that show in particular starts at 10. Now, the other Friday nights, we have The Juke Joint by Mahogany Soul.
Yeah.
Okay. That is hosted by Mahogany Soul, a.k.a. Still Zwina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, all right? Because I don't know the other a.k.a.s, but yeah, y'all make sure y'all call in on them Friday nights. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Saturday, every other Saturday night, we have the Just Jay and Gina show, okay? And they'll tell you whatever it is that their topic is, they'll tell you and be right with you, but you come on in through on Saturday nights at 9. Every Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and Alonzo. And then we're going to have a little chip in here and give our little bit of testimony here and praise the Lord a little bit. That is Sunday nights at 9.
Yeah.
And
right back over here on Monday night. We have King and Queen's Quarters hosted by none other than King Atterbury. And I might be your host, the Pearly Negra. Yeah. And every Tuesday night, we have one of Mojave's shows. Oh, excuse me. This is why we call him Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Can Drip. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, yep.
All right. So I don't really know what's coming up, but y'all just call in. Call on in to 319-527-6300, and you will come upon a show on Epiphany. You got it on lock 7 days a week, 7 nights a week. All right?
Boom.
All right, King. I'll try.
Yeah. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? Holler.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got a hand raised.
Yo. Guess who it is?
You
already
know.
We got the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the Poet, baby.
Mr.
What
you already
is
know.
Can what it do? What's up, y'all?
What up?
King and Queen of the Quarters?
Cool, man.
What a jazz.
Yo, I want to thank you.
Many quarters,
I want to thank
got?
You. Not to interrupt
if you, got
course, man, but I want to thank you for the extravagant flyness. You know what I'm saying? You had your boy
I'm rolling. Beautiful, for real, y'all.
Hey, thank you, man, for your support, for supporting Raw Links, man, always.
Hey,
that's beautiful,
walking
man.
Billboard,
thank you.
Man, walking billboard. You're welcome anytime,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing, Miss Pearly?
How you doing tonight, for real?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm in a little funk. It's just a little funk, you know. Yeah, I was talking about writer's block. But
yeah.
You know what? Have you ever flipped the script and talk about, I don't know, how do I say it? When you want to spit, but you're something and you don't have it, you know, that. If you equate writer's block to spitting, actually your piece, the reading of your piece,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like I got this feeling of want to do something, but it's like the inner me is not set up for the really, you know, I gotta have a certain energy when I spit a lot of pieces of my pieces because I gotta go in, it's like in the character almost like. And I don't know. I just ain't been feeling that. And I'm sitting here
mm-hmm.
listening to y'all still wanting to raise my hand all this time. But it's like another
mm-hmm.
part of me is like, I think I'm just more into listening mode, you know.
You're in chill mode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more
chill mode. That's all.
Yeah, I'm just listening. But
mm-hmm.
I just said, to hell with that. I'm going to force myself to do something. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all ever been in that mode, you know, in that mood, you know.
It's
mm-hmm.
the chill mode. That's what I call it, the chill mode, where you just want to sit back, relax, just hell and spit some shit, and you just like, well, I'm just going to take this all in, you know what I mean? You ain't got writer's block, you just, you know, the spirit. Sometimes you just want to relax.
Yeah, I got spitter's block.
Okay. We'll take that. I like that.
I mean, seriously though, I really got spitter's block. I went through 100 pieces, right, and was like, no, I don't feel like spitting that. No. Don't feel like spitting that. No. Read it to myself. No, I don't want to spit that. You know, they heard that one. Spit it. You know, no, I don't want to read that one. No, not that one. You know, I didn't win it 100. I said, to hell with it. I pressed one. And I put my finger on something, and I just, you know, I'm gonna try to do it, and hopefully, I even took a shot. I said, let me take a shot of this E&J. Maybe that'll do something.
Oh.
You know, I need energy.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I'm definitely.
I love what y'all was doing. I mean, I really love what y'all was doing, and I love the poetry that y'all was spewing, you know. So, you know, that's what made me say, let me press one and get up in here, you know.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. That's actually, I feel honored.
We appreciate that.
You want to come through. We've been doing something to make you want to come through. And you know what? I have dealt with that several times. I go through hundreds of my pieces. And I'm like, I'll start to read it, and I'm like, nah, that ain't good. And then I'll read another one.
You know.
And get halfway through, and I'm like, nope, they don't want to hear that one either. I'm going to do something different.
You know
what it is? You're not blocked. You just want to do something different. That's all.
I was
going to
say that, you know. I look at some of the pieces I wrote and be like, damn, you know, how did I write that? Or be like, damn, I wrote that, you know. I'm like, ugh. Some of it, it's like, that's kind of corny.
Right.
I mean, what you talking about? I ain't doing that one. No, that one right there. No, I ain't gonna do that one. You know.
Yeah,
I'm like, ooh. Yeah. But it is a growth thing. Oh. It's when your poetic spirit is yearning for growth. Is looking for something different to move forward into something else. And I have been writing, I have like maybe 4 unfinished pieces that I would have done if they was finished, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have to, you know, sit back and pause sometimes. But that's what it mostly is. When your inner poet is yearning for something different, something, you know, it's to move on to the next level of it, you know.
Right.
I
understand that.
Absolutely.
You know,
I have sat back and like you said, I've gone through my piece and I'll be like, ooh, I wrote that? How the hell did I even spit that? Did they even hear this? Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to never hear it as long as I know what it's about because I don't like it too much. You ever have pieces you just don't like that you've written and it feels like you just put forth no effort when you were writing that. It was just
But I said that to about 30 pieces as I was looking for a piece to read. I'm like, oh, no, not that one, not that one, not that one. I said, oh, damn, something must be wrong with me. Something is wrong because I know I read that piece before. I ain't had no problem with it. But now I look at it, I'm like, ooh, you know, what the fuck?
Ain't no problem with you. It's nothing wrong with you. We get to a stage where we want to elevate, okay?
Right.
And like you said, we want something different, and we know that we can do better. That's what it is. There's something inside of us, that side of us that knows better, and we can do better. We just haven't figured out the words that we actually want to pen, we want to put together and put out there. That's all it is. But they're there. They're inside of us. They're always inside of us.
See, with me, it's not so much the words, it's the feeling.
Okay.
It's the feeling. It's how I feel, what makes me feel. Like if I'm listening to a song, it's sad, you know, it could be heartache, you know, about somebody had broken love, you know, heartache, stuff like that. And it touched
mm-hmm.
me, and I can relate to it.
Okay.
If I can feel it, then
mm-hmm.
it's inked. It's ink. The words flow. The words will come. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm going in and out of feelings right now. So, you know.
Okay.
And I can't, you know, I can't pinpoint one thing. You know?
You will, man. You will. You will. When the time is right and it hits you, man, it's gonna start flowing and you'll be like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Good shit happened. It's going to happen. I just, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was going to say something dirty, but I ain't going to say it. But, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all good.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm just in a funk right now, real serious funk. But I'm all good, though. Life is good. Life is good. But I'm stuck right there. I'm just being honest with y'all as poets, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
We've been there.
It'd be
We've
like
been
that.
There.
I mean,
we all come out of it. You know, and you know what I'm getting ready to say, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it one time. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, okay. When it comes to pain. The pain usually follows right after you say that.
Don't let it be pain. Don't let it be pain. Well, you know, pain is a good thing because it lets you know you're still here.
No, I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to listen to that. Don't ever let her tell you everything's going to be all right, bro.
It is going to be all right.
Don't keep saying
it. I try to ease up for it. I try. But I know it is.
You can tell me things will be better tomorrow or something like that, but don't say things are going to be, what's the name?
It's going to be right as rain.
Yeah. You know, the last time you told me that, I had a very tragic incident.
Was it the dentist?
I lost my sneakers. At the dentist.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to tell a story right now. You now feel depressed.
Oh, God.
You need to find
a depressing piece.
Oh, I wish I could write a piece about that incident.
You can. Just the way it went. And the highlight, the highlight is, girl from North Philly, you know I see you.
Yeah. They don't know the story, so.
I know they don't.
Oh. Hey, bro, I'll tell you later about it, man.
All right, no doubt. Look, I wrote a piece to that joint, Harlem Blues, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just took it all in and I was just like, yo, let me just go there.
Well,
I just put an old emotion on it. Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's all about, bro. Because people don't know, whoever might be listening, they don't know. The story, the whole thing is about my visit to the dentist. This one particular time, like I said, I lost my sneakers because I ran them out of them. My spirit, my body, all kind of. I experienced a whole lot of things, and that was right after she told me everything was going to be all right. It wasn't.
And you're fine. You are just fine. You came out of it on top. You had to endure a little bit of something.
I came up out of it. I came up out of it. I know that. But, you know, as black folk go through so much pain. We endure so much trauma, you know, things like that. I saw a post on Facebook the other day that reminded me of that. It said we are I can't remember word for word. I think Kimbrella had posted it, shared it. It was about us being blessed not to be able to endure trauma because we're used to trauma. What we are not used to is joy. It was something like that.
Wow.
It was something like that.
That's deep.
We're not used to joy. You know.
That's deep. Wow.
Yeah. So.
That is deep. But let me say one more thing. You know what comes to mind? There's a song by Beyonce. And when you're talking about that girl that was bringing in that syringe, so-called hiding her behind her back, and you said she's pretty. And that song
she was fine
goes,
as hell.
Yeah. Pretty hurt.
What?
Pretty
hurt. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, pretty hurt.
You're so pretty to be hurting people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was fine. She was fine as hell. But she caused a lot of damage.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, at least they sent you something, you know, aesthetically, visually aesthetic. You know.
Who sent
so.
Well, no, they didn't send it. They gave it to me right there. I was in a tear when they gave it to me. No, they ain't send me shit. They gave me pain.
It was delivered in a certain way, and it happened to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know the story, see, so you're the only one laughing because you know the story. But, that was pain. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Well, what you want to talk about for real?
Oh, well. Nothing much, really. I'm a loss of words tonight.
Okay. Not really. You just don't want to say certain things.
Well, no. I will say this. I will say this. I am waiting for a couple of weeks to pass so that they can get straight to some real serious football up in here.
Ooh,
fly,
yeah.
Eagles, fly. You know what
fly.
I'm saying?
Fly on the road to victory. Hey.
Yeah.
E-A-L-E-S, Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dreams, baby.
That part right there. And for those who are listening, we have a football league up here in Epiphany Radio called the Epiphany Radio Bandit League. We're looking for one more player to join our team. It's at Yahoo Fantasy Sports, and that is under the Epiphany Radio Bandits. If you feel like you want to get down, if you're ready for some shit talking every Sunday, we need one more player up in here. And, you know, if you're interested, hit one of us up and we'll give you the information how to join. And that's that piece.
Y'all heard that. Y'all heard that. Get on up in here with Epiphany. Come on, join the
team.
Yeah,
woman. Yeah, man or woman, child, whoever you are, if you want to join the league, get up in here. We talk plenty of stuff.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I'm a Epiphany.
Mm-hmm. Last year's winner was the champion is Keith Eric. He cheated a lot. I don't know how he did it, but he, yeah. Keith Eric
Wait
was
a minute.
Champion.
Is he Epiphany?
Yeah. Yeah, he cheated a lot. He won the Epiphany Radio Bandit League Championship bracelet made by Raw Links.
Wow, I know. That was amazing. That was beautiful. I got to see that, John.
Me too.
Man, I'm going to go on his page and scroll through and see if I can see what that joint looks like.
Yeah, do that. So that's that piece. That's that.
All right. That's the stuff. You want to do a piece or you can leave,
I'm going to see if I can.
All right.
I think I'm a little warmed up now. You didn't warm me up a little.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Well, I'll tell you what. Me and King going back out off of the stage. We're going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Her silence stared daggers of anticipation in I felt her every longing's want pierce. Piercing my heart like acupuncture, needling, pinching, signal sending, in silence. In silence, my eyes were completely locked in and my gaze spoke silently. Eyes whispering, unblinking, everything that I've been feeling, thinking. She be what my eyes desire, so I intently stare intently with good intentions. She has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. See, her eyes got me locked in there. Lips, hers slightly trembling, mine fully understanding, and suddenly I wanted her. I was pulled in, moaning inwardly in silence, that moan that we moan when something tasting real good. I wanted her, and that feeling that's building when you find yourself kissing, slow breathing, hearts beating, when that ice is finally broken and you're holding her. Eyes closed, but you're not dreaming. You're touching her and being touched by her, and that heaving, heavy breathing matches hers. She had an appetite. He hungered, and I needed to be, and it needed to be fed. Like a warm hug in your mouth, I wanted her. I wanted her to wrap the warm arms of her around the shoulders of my lips and embrace it. This beautiful visual to just bathe in its elegance. The brilliance of her flirtatiousness. I wanted her even more, yet I just stared, see. She be what my eyes desire, so I stare intently with good intention. She has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but there. Her eyes got me locked in there. She's got me hypnotized, caught up, trapped in her vibe. Got me vibrating on high. Real shit, I'm lit, and the look in her eyes ignited it. Her smile flirtatious. Curve, her curve at her waist vivacious. Those hips she loves teasing me with. And I love being teased by her silence. She's twerking it a little bit, relighting the vibe. If she keeps it up, I'll be on her before the light of these candles dies. I love this vibe. So I sit back and allow my eyes to be made love to, enjoying this orgasmic buildup in my tear ducts as my moisture wets my pupils. I stare longingly in a trance, unable to move, yo. As she stares with anticipation in her eyes that says, let's go. Beautiful were her lips as she slowly blew out the candles with her eyes that spoke of how she wanted me to. And I was moved, deeply moved, as she began to closer to me with the sound of her heartbeat turned up completely. And I just stared in anticipation of her arrival in silence. In silence, her silence was beautiful, so beautiful as her eyes spoke for real.
Yeah. I love it when your poems are a woman or what you consider the female aspect. It's just something about the way that you spit these pieces when you are speaking of her or she, whomever she is or whatever she is to you. It's just, it's amazing. It's this flow that you have. It's a character voice that you go into. And it's softened, but it's direct. And you can't help but sit and just be like, yeah, I wonder who she be.
Me too.
I like
me too.
No, it's the essence of your
I don't
pieces,
know who she
man,
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't know who she is. But look, y'all got me warmed up a little bit now. Y'all got me warmed up.
You can do another piece.
Right. Let me do this. I think this has turned into like my favorite piece to read. Yeah, y'all got me warmed up. I'm ready to go in now. I got lost in that piece. This turned out to be one of my favorite pieces. And it's titled "I Painted Her."
Okay,
I
want to
do that for you
guys. The mic is yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Painted her. I painted her with my emotions. Covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I felt about her. Painted her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on a display like a book wide open. You can hear its humming of movement. It vibrates in vibrant tones, not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny waves, massages the insides where the soul lies. I be that, love. I be that. They say to be that what you intend to attract, magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere just to see what it bounces back, using as a lure my heart as bait, patiently just to see what it attracts. Yet there's nothing in this air but thickness, getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears, dissipates, it disappears, and the sky falls love on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love it bounces back to me. See, she is what I catch, like a cold contagious. Her contagions flood me, her thoughts paint me abstract. Sensations cover me, her oily substance decorates me. Delicate fingers tracing vivid images, illustrations illustrating her feelings. Iridescent imaginings she paints upon me. I am her canvas. She paints me acrylic, fast drying. Her brush covering over stresses of a stained and depressed past where most times was spent on just surviving. Her brush revives me, see. I come to life the more that she touches, fingers brushing lightly against me, creating this portrait of we, this work of art brought to life spiritually, this painting of her and me, resting, calmed, beautiful pastels, watered colors rise from this image that she creates of me. The oiled paint hardens where her brush last brushes up against me, touching. What type of magic is this, where we create our own images, bring them to life and receive a kiss from the artist? Poetic, isn't it? So I reach out with these lips and I plant them upon her canvas. My brush totally drained, depleted of its ink. I painted her with my emotions, covering her canvas completely with who I am and how I felt about her. As I painted her, shadowed blemishings of dismay, I drew over her yesterday's pains. I caressed all her mistakes and left her with no regrets. See, I painted her. With a brush dipped in unconditional thickness, I painted her with this brush dipped in love. She wasn't worthy, not worth me, yo, yet I painted her for real.
Yo, that was real. I love that piece, man. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. It just,
yeah, that was
from the very first
time. Real.
I painted her. Can't nobody say it like you, yo. I wish I could. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh,
yeah,
canvas of life.
But you know, you know what? You know what?
What?
Eternally, forever, I had hoped. Yet, time stepped in and spoke, and the paint began to dry on the portrait we painted. The images grew old and the relationship cold, and now I revisit the canvas, brush in hand, portrait we painted with just one image, mine holding a broken heart, unclothed, standing nude, knee-deep in sorrow, holding this heart that's been broken, and in the other hand, holding a portrait of her that was painted with a brush dipped in fully submerged, dipped in that same old fucked-up love. Yeah, I painted her. And now I stand before the canvas, tears flooding, washing away memories of yesterday's portrait. I painted her with a heart leaking. All the beautiful colors of what used to be fading as I painted her. Now I paint over her with the same brush that was once dipped in love. For real.
Damn.
Yo, man, the essence of all of that, man, is uncanny, man. You always pitch your pieces with so much candor. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of your work, man. Like,
hey, thank you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Thank you.
I'm a little speechless because you was like, now I paint over her with the same brush. That's some deep shit, y'all.
It is.
Damn.
Hey, but can you relate to that? Can
Absolutely.
You relate in the sense that
I feel you, man.
some things we have to paint over to get rid of that image. You know, them painful images that we hold on to. You know, that's what that was about. You know, we can paint somebody, we can paint a person so beautiful and not see the ugliness until the last minute. You know, when the paint dries and you I'm going in. I'm going someplace else.
That's all right.
Hey, you took it there, man. That's the beauty of it.
We learn to paint new images. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's true.
Several. As a matter of fact, as we grow through this life and go through what we go through, we wind up painting over and over and over because we are not so much searching for that perfect image, but we're just waiting for it to appear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's beautiful, man. I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Huh.
Definitely, man.
All right. I
appreciate
better
you
now.
Hitting on the digga danger, man. The double banger. That was dope.
Hey, thank you, little brother. Yeah, you know, I'm going to fall back. Yeah, I'm going to have me another shot and think about it.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. I couldn't think of no better way to close the show tonight.
And I definitely got something I want to take us out with. You know what I mean?
What's up?
Hey, well, look, one love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby. All right. Yo, that was dope.
We got a good treat tonight, though. We had the beautiful poetry on deck. We had the Boss Man coming through, talking that talk. You know what I mean? This is wonderful. We made it. We did it.
Yes, we did.
We
rocked
this motherfucker out.
Yes, we did.
Beautiful music. Hey. And I definitely got a song to take us out with the Boss Man stuff. You know what I mean? We going to leave this joint with New Edition and all that. But you know, hey, tune in next week, 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters on the Epiphany Radio Blog Talk Network. We here. You know what I mean? Myself, the Pearl La Negra. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next week. You got any last words for them?
Everybody, y'all know how I feel. I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. Stay safe. I love y'all. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. Take that time for yourself. And King going to take us out with some music. Peace.
Back. Peace out, y'all. I will.